the U.S. averaging nearly 2 million vaccine doses a day. ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky joining us now with the latest on this effort to get those shots out and hopefully get back to some sense of normalcy. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. I mean, it certainly helps, right, when the pace picks up like this. And that is certainly good news. Some of that due to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which added 4 million doses almost immediately, with millions more in the offing. And so the hope continues to be that by the spring, summertime, any American who wants to get a vaccine will be able to get one, adults anyway. And now the question is, what can vaccinated people safely do? Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's the number one conversation at the White House right now.
And of course, this comes as a number of states, including Texas and Mississippi, are just lifting mask mandates and almost saying, hey, we're 100% back open, which some have also said might just be a touch too soon, noting that not everyone's gotten the vaccine yet.
Well, that's right. And you know, the White House has called it reckless to simply party like it's 1999. The hope is that some of these restrictions, difficult politically as they may be, will continue to allow for the decreasing infection rate and allow the vaccines to kind of catch up and hopefully, you know, outrun any of the variants that are still persisting around the country.
But here in Colorado, and you're probably maybe unaware of this, but the examples set by other states are now setting up conflicts within the state with certain counties saying, well, if those states are doing it, then our county should be able to do it. And do you think that does send the wrong message to Americans?
Well, look, I mean, it's you either pick politics or you pick science. So and I think there's, you know, there's no real sometimes politics and science align, sometimes they don't. And you get the pressure. If a neighboring state or a neighboring county is opening up and you're not, then your businesses are going to potentially get hit. And so there is tremendous pressure to open up because, you know, your constituents look at the numbers and they see the infection rate coming down. And they may be tired of this Fauci guy saying, hey, keep your mask on. So it just depends on you know, who you want to listen to. The trick is to not have a spike, because you remember the scientists say if the variants take hold and the case, you know, the infection rate goes up before enough people get the vaccine, then none of this is going to matter. So but you can understand why, you know, in the face of a lowering infection rate, why there's pressure to get back to whatever normal is.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And you'd mentioned earlier, you know, once we get more people vaccinated, is it going to just be all of a sudden one day we say enough has been inoculated, let's move back to normal? Or will we still have that period, even though we have vaccinations out, that we'll still have to do the social distancing and masking for even longer than many people may be anticipating?
You know, it's really hard to imagine a country where we aren't wearing masks and where we aren't taking some precautions for months on end, even if you're fully vaccinated. And that's what scientists are really trying to figure out now. Does the vaccine actually prevent transmission? That's one of the unknowns. Because even if you're fully vaccinated and you're not going to get sick, if you run around without a mask, you know, can you still pass the virus to others? That's one of the nagging questions, and scientists are still trying to figure that out. At bottom, Dr. Fauci says it seems like, you know, if you're with fully vaccinated people, then you know, you probably can take off your mask, and you know, grandparents that are vaccinated can hug their grandkids again. And actually, the, you know, we've talked to some experts who say let's advertise those perks of being vaccinated as a way to maybe encourage more people to get the vaccine.
Yeah, maybe if we say, hey, if you want to party like it's 1999, go get in line and get that shot.
That's right. And that's why I think Dr. Fauci says that that's the number one conversation. They do want to get some guidelines out to people so they have a sense of what their behaviors can be once, you know, you do get the vaccine. Because as we said at the outset, with 2 million people getting the shots, you know, each day, you know, a rapidly increasing number of people will have some choices to make.
All right, ABC's Aaron Katursky, thank you so much for joining us and keeping us up to speed on all of the developments in the vaccine front nationally.